The Brumadinho dam failure in Brazil shocked the international community and shook the confidence of external stakeholders around the world. At Glencore, some of our key external stakeholders are investors, regulators, insurers, non-governmental organizations, and the local community. The negative impact of the disaster prompted stakeholders to scrutinize the safety of our tailings storage facilities. Following the Brumadinho disaster in 2019, the Investor Mining and Tailings Safety Initiative, led by the Church of England, requested that mining companies provide public disclosure of their TSF portfolios. The initiative was driven by 100 investors with over $12.5 trillion in assets, and 29 of the top 50 largest mining companies in the world responded. As part of Glencore's commitment to act as a responsible operator, we provided full disclosure of our tailings storage facilities in the form of a database that is publicly available on our TSF microsite. As other mining companies disclosed their TSF management practices, the media responded with negative press articles, drawing attention to the extreme risks of tailings dams and their potential to cause damage to the environment and cause deaths in the case of collapse. The world continues to question the safety of tailings storage facilities, and it has changed market confidence in the mining industry. How did the change in market affect Glencore? Firstly, it has become more difficult for us to maintain insurance coverage for our TSFs. Insurance companies now expect mining corporations to provide more rigorous documentation to disclose the potential risks of their tailings dams. This documentation includes audit reports, monitoring data, and safety protocols. Regardless of risk profile, insurance will not cover the full extent of a tailings dam failure.